I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Angoulême Convention put on hold. Roger Langridge back on Muppets. Bendis and Pacelli reunite at Marvel. This is Comic Book Club News for December 1st, 2025. French comic convention Angoulême has been put on hold. While not yet officially canceled, it's increasingly likely the influential gathering will not happen in 2026. Per the beat, festival organizer 9E Art Plus sent out the news to publishers late last week, explaining that production has been put on hold for the time being and further details will be shared later. This comes about a week after the city of Angoulême declared they would not be funding the festival next year. And as they provide half the funding, it is incredibly unlikely Angoulême, the festival, could continue without them, though the French cultural minister did attempt to intervene with additional funds. Regularly drawing over 200,000 attendees, the festival's organizers came under fire in a massive creator boycott after an exposé revealed a toxic work environment, including an employee fired soon after reporting she was sexually assaulted at the festival, though the organizers have claimed the two events were unrelated. We'll have more on this as it develops. Roger Langridge wrote and drew a lauded run on the Muppets for Boom Studios back in 2009, and now it's time to light the lights once again as Langridge is returning to Kermit and Friends for Dynamite's new series, Muppets Noir. Per Tough Pigs, the new series finds Kermit relaxing with a detective novel, only to get conked by a brick and imagine himself as the detective at the center of the mystery. Now called Flip Minnow P.I., the dreaming Kermit will imagine all your faves through the lens of noir tropes. The Muppets Noir number one hit stores on February 16, 2026. Brian Michael Bendis and Sarah Pacelli are working together at Marvel. But on what? The news via Bleeding Cool came out on an Ultimate Spider-Man panel at a convention in Milan, attended by Bendis and Pacelli, where it was announced the duo are working together again. Previously, they created Miles Morales together, though it was not specified on the panel whether they would be working on a new story for Miles or not. We've certainly speculated here on Comic Book Club News that, with Bendis working on new projects for Marvel, including a story on the upcoming Avengers number 34, and with the Ultimate Universe ending in 2026, it was likely the writer would return to Ultimate Spider-Man in some fashion, whether as a one-off or something more ongoing once the Ultimate Universe ends. As is, we'll likely know more once whatever the duo is working on is revealed in 2026. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I'm gonna try that conked on the head with a brick thing. It sounds pretty fun. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.